it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 77. Today's recipe is a reminder for me that it's always really easy to elevate a common snack into something truly delicious with just a little bit more effort. Growing up, I could generally count on flour tortillas and shredded cheese being in my parents' fridge. Paper plate, assemble and microwave for 30 seconds and you have what might be considered a quesadilla. This is still the foolproof way to go about it, if your only focus is getting food into your mouth as soon as possible. But it doesn't take much more time to take this from old reliable calories to a delightful expression of cheesy self-care. Feel free to add or remove ingredients to suit your tastes, but I would suggest the following. Cooked and shredded chicken, cooked and crumbled bacon, a Mexican blend of shredded cheese, jalapenos, pickled or fresh, finely diced tomato and onion, sour cream, and pico de gallo or another cilantro-forward salsa. Although I am personally partial to corn tortillas in most situations, large flour tortillas are the perfect match for a good pan-fried quesadilla. This is a recipe to prepare in the pan, so make sure you have all of your fillings handy as you start the process. Heat a non-stick skillet over medium heat. Add in a generous amount of butter. I refuse to make quesadillas in plant oils, but to each their own. Once the butter is completely melted, make sure it is spread around the entire skillet and place in your first tortilla. Begin assembling the quesadilla immediately. First, sprinkle a healthy layer of cheese on the tortilla. Then arrange your chicken, bacon, blue cheese, jalapenos, and a small amount of tomato and onion. Too much liquid will make it difficult for the quesadilla to stay together, so stay mindful of your wet ingredients since you can always put more on the outside. Then sprinkle again with another layer of cheese. At this point, cover the skillet so that the cheese can have a chance to get melty and hold the whole thing together. This should take about a minute at most. Once the cheese is sticky enough, place the second tortilla on top. Very carefully flip so that you can brown the second tortilla, and continue flipping if you want extra color on the outside. When you are done, transfer to a plate and let rest for at least 3 minutes. Then cut into pieces and serve with sour cream and pico de gallo, which you can make yourself from the diced tomato, onion, and jalapeno with a squeeze of lime and some chopped cilantro. All of my recipes are online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. You can share your own recipes with the show by sending them to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-oh.